some job postings out there actually specifically exclude applicants without current employment. They basically say, if you don't have a job, don't bother applying for this one. How much of this are you seeing out there?
You know, I don't see much of that. I'm not surprised that it exists. And in fact, most companies do screen that.
You say companies actually screen for that. What do you mean? So it's something they're looking at, whether they explicitly say it in the job ad or not. It's something they're looking at?
Yeah, unfortunately, it very much is. So as I have been interviewing and talking to folks in the recruiting circles, they said whether it's fair or not, the companies that hire them to look to fill job openings specifically ask them to go find someone who's currently employed. A lot of companies hold the belief that if you have a job now, you are one of the more valuable people that that organization chose to keep when they did layoffs. They're only keeping their A players and they're letting everybody else go. So as they're looking to fill roles, they're saying, well, gosh, we want A players too.
You must be an A player.
You must be an A player if you have a job. And consequently, and if you don't have a job, you must be a B or C player.
What can you do as a job seeker to get a hiring manager or a recruiter's attention when you apply for a job?
The biggest warning sign is the gap on your resume. So what you really need to be doing, very simply, fill that gap. You need to be essentially working, as I would say, working for bullets on your resume. So some great ways to do that. Volunteer activities. And you can make that a line on your resume. Volunteering at other offices or other companies or other organizations and maybe getting some small pay and then agreeing to get some kind of title on there. So it looks like you're holding down a job. Go back for additional training. You know, get some kind of certificate. Maybe go back for other degrees or something else you can put on there to say, I wasn't sitting at home.
Is that something that you could address in a cover letter as part of your job application?
You could. However, it's really unclear as to the value of cover letters today.
Even though they're asked for everything you apply for?
They're asked for everything, but they're rarely read. And what's more common with cover letters is there are reasons to not give someone a job versus a compelling reason to give them a job. You need someone within that organization to introduce you. That is your cover letter today. A friend, a colleague, someone that can vouch for you. And they walk the resume over to the hiring manager and say, gosh, I want you to take a look at this guy or gal. They're really good.
Brandon, as always, good to talk to you.
Joshua, my pleasure.